Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, Z is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top-grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. If Penny Gibbs had even the slightest hint that her friend Peg Martin is scheming to take Barry Carlton away from her, she would not be so blissfully certain of her future. In the sunroom of her home, she says to her invalid foster father,
Jed, I don't know how to say this because it's difficult to put into words, but I...
But what, Penny?
But I feel so content, Jed, so absolutely satisfied. For the first time in my life, I feel as if I'd reached the top and there's nothing more to be achieved. And that's wrong, isn't it?
No, it's wrong if it's true, child, but I don't think it's true.
No, it is, though. What more could a person want than what I have? At least what I'm going to have in a little while.
Well, I guess you will have acquired what every woman wants from the time she's old enough to think about it. A home, a husband, and happiness. Yes, the three H's of the heart's desire. You won't want for those when you're Mrs. Barry Carlton.
Oh, is there anything else to want for?
Security, child. And I don't mean financial security. Because heaven and the Carlton bankers know you'll have security. I mean security of happiness. That's something you can't get insurance for. When you've found security of happiness, then what you just said will be true. You'll have reached a goal in life beyond which there is no other achievement.
Look, Jim, for the first time in my life, I'm not worried about security. I'm so sure of Barry and so sure of myself. I'm so positive that beyond the little things that'll cause natural troubles every now and then, beyond those things, there'll be nothing to shake my happiness.
If certainty will guard your happiness, congratulations, child. But who knows if being sure of something... excuse me... is enough to preserve that something. It's a fool who's positive, they say.
Oh, I have reasons to be positive, Jed. Of course, I suppose every woman says this about the man she's going to marry, but I think I have every right in the world to feel that Barry's different from other men. He's always been different.
Yes, he has been, and he is. He was a little too different until you took him in hand.
Oh.
Hey, come to think of it, Penny, maybe it's the fact that you made him over and are responsible for what he is today. It gives you a right to feel that your happiness is secure.
Oh, he does depend on me. Maybe that is why I'm so sure of him.
Well, whatever the reason, maybe being certain of happiness is happiness in itself. And speaking of happiness, where's the happiest girl in the world this morning?
Nora's in the kitchen, I think. But she is only the second happiest.
Oh, you think so, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. I think Freddie has some news for her that's going to make her even happier than you. He told me all about it this morning. Sounds pretty good to me.
Look, Nora, this is no place to talk about it, because I guess your mind's on the bacon and eggs in that pan,
yeah,
but I got something
Freddie, I can listen and cook at the same time.
Well, can you listen to a story about a house and that stand of pines out on the farm?
Oh, golly, yes, but why talk about something that's so far away?
Because it isn't so far away, Nora. I got a loan yesterday on the strength of my half interest in the farm.
Freddie, did you really?
Mm-hmm. It's just a small loan, though, because it's going to be a small house. With the way the farm's going now, I think I can pay it off in a year.
Oh, crickets, Freddie. I don't know what to say.
Well, just say okay. Let's get married right away. We'll move out to your dad's place on the farm so we can be near the place where they're building our house.
Oh, Freddie, we can't build a house right away, can we? Even with the loan?
Well, we sure can. I spoke to your dad this morning, and mm-hmm. he sent me over to a pal of his who'll go to work on the joint right away. And he says he'll do it for practically no dough, too. Oh. Come on, Crickets. Everybody's for it but you. Gibbsy's getting married and pulling out of here, and with her dough, Mr. and Mrs. Billings and little Valerie can have all the help they want around here. Why, the way's clear as a sunny day.
But Miss Gibbs will be going away for a while.
Well, sure she will. We'll have to stick around till she gets back, but gosh, she won't be gone for so long. And anyhow, we're not living our lives for her, are we? And she'd be the first one to tell us so, too. Come on, Crickets. Say okay, and let's even pick out a day.
Freddie, darling, you know I don't have to say yes. I said that a long time ago. And if you really want me to, I'll say, all right, let's be married now. I'd like to very much, but are you sure it's right?
When it comes to something involving you, Nora, I don't do anything wrong. Luck's with me as far as you're concerned. Believe me, that's right. But I still say we ought to get out of here. And I want us to go out of here married so that nothing can break us up.
You still think there's going to be awful trouble here?
In spite of what everybody else says, Peg Martin's cooking up a deal that isn't bacon and eggs. Hey, look, Nora, watch that stuff in the pan there. It's almost burning.
Oh, Crickets, Freddy. Oh, thanks a lot. Ooh, golly, almost did burn. I guess I can't listen and cook at the same time after all.
Well, then never mind the cooking. That stuff can wait a few minutes, and we've waited long enough. Come on, Nora, what do you say? Do I tell your daddy's getting a son-in-law in a couple of weeks?
A couple of weeks?
Well, all right, if you want to rush things, we'll make it a couple days.
Oh, no, I don't want to rush things so fast. Oh, but 2 weeks, Freddy. That may come just at the same time that Miss Gibbs and Mr. Carlton are being married.
Oh, no, they won't be getting married for a couple of months yet. Come on, let's beat them to it. We'll show them how it's done.
Well, I don't know what to say, Freddie.
Just say okay, just like that. Really not hard to do.
Well, must it be in 2 weeks, that soon?
Well, how about 3 weeks? Is that too soon?
Well, I'm not sure. That's still awfully soon.
Well, then it's settled. 3 weeks, that's it, huh? And I'll let you pick out the day of the week, okay?
Yes.
Well, come on, then. Let's not argue about it. We've got... You said yes, did you?
Uh-huh.
Well, holy mackerel, you did it then. Yes, sir. You know what that means, don't you, Nora?
What?
25 years and 3 weeks from now, we'll be celebrating our silver anniversary.
Well, what about 50 years and 3 weeks from now?
Oh, look, let's not dream that far in the future.
Oh, Freddy.
Come here, you.
I'm here.
Yeah, you sure are. I'd like to keep you here all the time, too. Leave my arms around you just like this. So you can't get away from me.
I'll never want to get away, Freddy.
3 weeks, huh? 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know, that calls for three of these. There's one. Two. Three.
Oh, Crickets, Freddy. I'm glad you didn't decide to count the days that way.
Hey, what's the matter with me? Come on, let's do that, too.
No, because after that you'll want to count the hours, and I have things to do.
Yes, and I have things to tell, too. Say, Nora, you better get that pan back on the fire, because all of a sudden I've got myself an appetite so big that if a cow goes by here with one mouthful, I'll make him go by. Hey, Gibbsy? Gibbsy?
I'm in here, Freddie, in the sewing room.
Oh! Well, Gibbsy, what do you think? I got her to say okay, and it's all set for 3 weeks.
Freddie, what in the world are you talking about?
Well, what in the world am I always talking about? Me and Nora. I mean, Nora and me.
Well, what's this about 3 weeks?
We're getting married in 3 weeks.
Oh, Freddie, how wonderful.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to wait for your house, though.
Well, I got a guy starting on the house today. I'm going to beat it out to his place and tell him to get out his hammer and nails and start pounding away.
What did you do, rob a bank?
Well, no, not exactly. Not this time, I didn't. But I talked a banker into slipping me a loan.
Uh-huh.
I'm a working man now, you know. I can do those things.
Oh, golly, Freddie, I think that... Freddie.
Hmm?
Do you smell smoke?
Yeah, I do. I was just going to ask you if you did, too.
Freddie!
It's Nora. Well, what's the matter, Nora?
Holy
oh, mackerel. Golly. Look, Gibbsy, you better grab the baby and get her out of
here.
Yeah,
Mama, where's the nursery? Somebody go and get Jed. Freddie, hurry before it gets worse.
How bad is it?
It's awful. It's the stove.
Jumping catfish. You better go get Mr. Billings and wheel him out of the house.
Freddie.
Then grab a phone and call the
fire department. I'm all right. I'll call the fire department. apartment.
No, Mr. Billings, you better beat it. It's too slow going in that wheelchair of yours. Where's the fire extinguisher?
Inside the kitchen door, Freddie.
I have Valerie. But which way should I go? The smoke's awful up here.
Come down the front stairs and scram out of here.
All right.
I'm going in and try and get that fire out.
No, Freddie. No, don't go in the kitchen. It's awful in here.
Oh, mackerel. It's some blaze here. Where's that fire putter out of?
Inside the door, Freddie.
Don't take any chances, son. Come out of there.
I'll come out of here when the fire's out. Gotta get this thing off the wall. How does it work?
Turn the handle on the top of it, Freddie.
Gimsy, will you get out of here? There's enough smoke in here to choke that kid to death.
Oh, Craig, it's nobody. Call the fire department.
Hold it, Nora. I've got this fire killer working now.
Good work, son. Now spray it high over the flames. That smothers him.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see it's working already, Mr.
Is it
Bones.
Really working, though, Freddie?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's going out.
Looks to me as if it's out. Somebody better come in here and get the windows open.
I think I better take the baby out into the yard.
Yeah.
I'll open a few windows if I can find them. Oh, Crickets, there's no smoke in here.
Yeah, I think that's about all that's left, too, Crickets. Just smoke.
Yeah.
There, I have a window open.
That should clear the place out in no time, child. Ah, Freddie, that was quick work.
Well, it had to be quick, Mr. Billings. What a house to live in, don't we? You know, tents are nice, but they're not very comfortable.
Yes, I'm inclined to agree with you.
There, I've opened another window. The smoke's clearing out now.
Yeah, that's swell.
Oh.
Hey, Nora, what happened?
I don't know, Freddie. I turned my back on the stove to get something out of the cupboard, and when I turned around, the place was in flames.
I think there's a bum connection in that gas line. Maybe we better get a guy out here to look at it.
Yeah, we're going to have to call someone in to look at this kitchen, too. The wall's pretty badly burned behind the stove there.
Is everything all right in here? Yeah. Much damage done?
No, it's not too much, Gibbsy. How about Valerie, all
oh,
right?
Oh, she's all right. I put her out in the lawn in the baby buggy.
Miss Gibbs, I hope you won't be too angry with me.
Nora, darling, it wasn't your fault.
It's one of those accidents, that's all. And we can all be grateful it wasn't worse. This kitchen could stand a little redecorating anyway.
Yeah, and thanks to this fire extinguisher, the kitchen is still here to redecorate. It's too bad you can't put out other kinds of fires with one of those contraptions.
Did Penny Gibbs understand what Freddie meant by other kinds of fires? Will Penny ever know that Peg Martin is coming closer and closer to destroying her newfound happiness? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember, too, ladies, Kroger Cut Beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.